The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The disaster, Sylvia. The disaster. I woke up with bumps all over my face. I looked like I was in leprosy. I had bumps all over my face. It was... Everything was clogged. It was horrible. It took like 2 or 3 days to go down. Actually, no, because at the beginning, I did not understand. I continued to use it.
Maybe I need to use more so that it goes away.
Yes. Because other people were using it. They're like, oh, this is great. But it didn't go with my skin type at all.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm Veronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi everyone, this is Veronique and Sylvia. How are you today? Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Sorry, I was a bit excited. We're back to school and everybody's very busy and we need to take care of ourselves because it's going to be a very busy year. And for us women, the thing we really like is to take care of our skin. So today we're going to talk about how to take care of your skin, you know, as you age. We're still very young, but you know, you have to start very early. I'm only my 20s.
Me too. Still a long way to go to my 40s, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Long way. But like I said, you have to start very early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something I learned that I didn't really know when I was a bit younger that, not that I didn't know, but I didn't really care about is before you take care of the outside, you have to take care of the inside to have a nice skin. And very, very important is what you eat. So you have to nourish your skin, you know, from within. So you have to eat good food rich in antioxidants like vitamin C and E, fish like, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, so good salmon for your skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that. That's good for you and that's good for your skin. Anything that can, hydrate your skin. So if you eat like a balanced diet, it will help, you know, repair your skin. And like they say in all the commercial, fight free radical. You know, fight the free radical damage.
Yes.
That's when they say that. And something I really like also, and I know it works really well, is berries, not the fruit.
Yeah.
Any berries. Very good antioxidant. And we had a podcast with one of our guests once. We were talking about diet. And I was telling her about juicing. I don't know if you remember, yeah. Sylvia.
I remember, yeah.
And yeah. And I was telling her that I was juicing myself. It was a lot of work. But I really saw the benefit after maybe like a month or six, seven weeks. My skin was glowing because I was juicing a lot of berries. I remember blueberries and blackberries, a lot of berries and with greens, a lot of kale. And I was like juicing and spinach. I remember that combo. I was juicing a lot. And I remember my skin was really glowing. And I didn't change anything in particular with my skincare routine. Just added that juicing thing. So definitely take care of your skin, you know, from within.
Mm, yeah, mm-hmm. Just like because it's all healthy nutrients there, right? Plus mm-hmm. the water, because then you're drinking yes. more water.
Exactly. So drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that can, hydrate, you know, that skin. So talking about that, you know, like I say, you need to hydrate, moisturize. This is very important. You have to moisturize your skin. I had a friend when we were in her, 30s, something like that. She was like, I don't understand. She was like, I'm not putting anything on my skin. I think it's a scam. I don't think it's doing anything. And she wasn't moisturizing.
So it's better without it? No, it's not going to be better without it.
No. And I wish we are still in contact. I would like to know what she's look like right now because maybe she has changed. Maybe she knows she hydrates her skin now. But afterwards, she's like, no, this is a scam. I'm not hydrating. So no, I always knew you had to, you know, hydrate your skin. Like I read some, you know, I read that he said, they say that, you know, skin loses, you know, moisture very easily. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to hydrate, to have a serum, something that you put before, you know, even moisturizing, and a very rich moisturizer, you know, to keep the skin plump and prevent dryness. And I like to use something lighter during the summer because we live in California. So you don't want to, you know, sweat too much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very dry. And during this, in the winter, I use like a very heavier cream. I'm not going to advertise anything here.
Not being paid for it. So I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Unless, you know, you want to be, you know, our sponsor. No problem. Yeah. Contact us.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what, you know, what skincare you're using, but as long that when you apply it, you feel that your skin is very nice and your face is not too tight, mm-hmm. I think you're good to go because that's a good sign.
Yeah, especially
as
we age, it just gets drier and drier. So you really need to apply a lot of moisturizer so that. It's kind of like the wrinkles, you don't see them as much because when you have very dry skin, you can see the wrinkles more, right?
That's
and
true.
And even if you apply any makeup, it's like almost like a plaster, or it looks so weird, you know, on your skin. Like if you have a dry skin and then you apply makeup, it's like cement or I don't know, like what is
God?
It makes it more way more visible. So it's important, even if it's just not a beyond. Moisturizer daily. Mm-hmm. Having a facial mask that you could do once a week that would just like extra hydration, I think that is good to do. You know, just keep it kind of like extra.
Did your skin change in your 20s, 30s, and 40s? Because I remember when I was in my 20s, I think my skin was more on the oily side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't using the same product, of course. My skin was always like very oily.
Yeah.
And I didn't really liked it. I wish it would be like that now. And now, of course, on the drier side.
Yeah, it was. I think it gets drier.
I guess it's hormonal.
Looks like it, yeah. Because it was way more oily. And then I would have pimples, things like our acne. And now it just gets drier. So I really go, like, I even got this, like, CBD, which I'm also not going to advertise. It's like a facial oil, but, like, with CBD and vitamin C.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. CBD?
Yeah,
it's the first time I hear that.
C, and it's great. Okay. Like it gets a lot of hydration, especially after you do a treatment like a laser or something more invasive, that the skin gets really dry. Then you can you apply it so it gets more hydrated, you know, like a thicker hydration, better hydration. So yeah, I've been using it at least for a little bit because at the same time, some people say that using oil as a hydration, it can clog your pores as well.
Yeah.
So it's not that good. So you have to be careful with that.
That happened to me, actually. It was horrible. Yes. Mm. I was working for a Japanese skincare company. So we had a lot of free product. Before we met, I was working for that company. And they had that the star product was that olive oil, but not the one you fried. It was olive oil for the skin. And I was like, oh, cool. And so I used it on my face. But at that time, I think my face was already oily. And I used it. The disaster, Sylvia. The disaster. I woke up with bumps all over my face. I looked like I was a leprosy. I had bumps all over my face. Everything was what is it? Plugged? No, not plugged. What was you use?
Clogged. Clogged.
Clogged, yeah. Uh-huh. Everything was clogged. It was horrible. It took like 2 or 3 days to go down. Actually, because at the beginning, I did not understand. I continued to use it.
Maybe I need to use more so that it goes away.
Yes. Oh. Because other people were using it. They're like, oh, this is great. But it didn't go with my skin type at all. And then when I stopped using it, it stopped. It ended. But it was horrible. I was disfigured for like 3 days.
Oh, I wonder if it's also an allergic reaction to that product.
Or maybe it was a pure olive virgin oil, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, this is weird.
Mm.
It didn't work on me anyway. So I didn't use it anymore.
You learned your lesson the hard way.
Not for everyone.
Yeah. So exfoliating your skin is also really good, which I have an exfoliation cream with AHA right now that I use. try to use it like at night. And it's very gentle exfoliation, so it doesn't go really that deep. But I also bought a product that is like deeper exfoliating, and it feels so good when you're doing it on your skin. Yeah. It's just like nice and deep, you know, like scrubbing it all over. And you really feel really hydrated after, you know, doing that. I'll do that one maybe once every two, three days, just to get really like unclogging the pores, like the good cleanse, more like a deep cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Really works, so you should definitely have that. Oh, with the, or like exfoliation creams with BHAs, all those acids, you know, it helps with removing that skin and improves the texture. So you have your complexion is more radiant, more glowy.
Yes.
You look younger.
Yeah.
You look younger.
We want that glow.
We definitely want that glow.
Yes.
And then for the night, when you're before you go to bed, you should always use retinol. You just have to be careful because you need to test it out as well. Like if you're new to retinol, using it every like 3 days, maybe start with every 3 days, and then you reduce it until it's your skin feels comfortable enough with it, like for doing it every night, because it can really dry your skin. It makes it very sensitive. So that's the reason you need to apply a lot of sunscreen the next day.
Yeah.
If you're putting retinol on your face and you put your face out in the sun, oh my God. Bad.
Disaster.
Yeah. So please don't do that. This is our thing just that we learn from, you know, going to dermatologists and skincare practitioners that give all the tips. But these are the things that we've been doing and actually works.
Do you use retinol like the whole all year long or just by phase? Like 3 months, I do retinol, then I stop for a while, and then I use retinol again. Do you do that or do you use it all year long?
I use in your all case. Year, in my case, all year long, but I stop it if I have to, for instance, if I have to do my micropenning or like a more like invasive treatment, stop it a week before because my skin would be too sensitive and it would hurt more. To do those procedures. And when I do my eyebrows and do the waxing, if I have retinol, I'm screwed. So I need to take at least a 1 week break, 2 weeks break of retinol before I go have eyebrow waxing because, it can burn you big time. You have to be careful.
I can
with that.
Imagine.
Yeah, but it does help with collagen production and reduces fine lines, wrinkles, everything. It's great. So, and it's not that expensive, you know? So
yeah.
If you just need a prescription and it's great, it's worth the money and you really see the difference in your skin.
Do you have to put it in the fridge? Is it,
no.
Because there's, no, not that one. Okay. There's a product. Yeah. You have to put in the fridge. Yeah. So very important. Like, you know, Sylvia said, if you use retinol at night, so during the day after you finish your routine, very important to use sunscreen. I have also another friend that she doesn't believe in sunscreen. She said that all the chemicals that's in there are actually bad. This is the first time I heard that. And so she doesn't use sunscreen on her or her kids. And I'm like, okay, maybe I do some research on this because it's the first time I hear that. But personally, you know, my dermatologist and my esthetician, they always say you have to use sunscreen. So I've been using it for a while now. And I used to apply SPF 30. Now I'm, I'm 50, so I'm going to use 50. I'm
going to go by my age. Yeah, the higher, the better.
Yeah.
The higher, the better.
So now I do, SPF 50, especially because also, like you talk about, laser, micro painting earlier. I do some laser treatment also because I have some sun damage under my my eyes. And yeah, if you do laser treatment, for sure you have to use sunscreen, and also important, wear a hat when you're we live in California, so now I always wear a hat, but very important to sunscreens and to wear a hat
even when it's cloudy. Like you think it's not gonna be, like we were in Ireland a lot of times while we were there, it was cloudy, like partially cloudy, but I was still like, if there is a chance, because sometimes it's cloudy but then this, you know, the wind is pushing the clouds and then you see the sun for a little bit, and I'm like, there was one day that was freaking out that I was like, oh my God, where's my hat? Because I knew I had the sunscreen, but I didn't have my hat with me. So it doesn't matter if it's cloudy or not. It's always good to have, just to be safe, because even when it's just the clouds are covering the sun, you're still receiving all those UV rays. So it's good to just be safe. I look like a crazy person with a hat in a cloudy day, but only if it's raining, I'm like, okay, it's raining. I'm not going to wear one. But when it's cloudy, you're like, okay, fine. Laugh at me, but I'm going to use it because you never know.
But you know what's funny? When I go to the Caribbean, I mean, you would think that's the place where everybody will wear a hat. And most of the people there, they don't wear hats. They're like, they don't even wear sunscreen. So every time I go there, I look like a crazy person too because I have my sunglasses on and I have my hat on. So I look like a tourist right away. And the hat, and I don't care. I'm going to take care of my skin. So even if I look like a tourist, I'm going to have my sunglasses and my hat because, especially if I do laser or anything like that. Also, if you do laser, of course, ladies, you need to stop at least like a month before going under the sun. I mean, I stop a month before because you never know, after you're going to have more, you can have damage on your skin because of the laser and the sun. So yeah, what else? Oh, very important also, get enough sleep. I don't these days, but yes, getting a good night's sleep will do marvelous thing to your skin, ladies. You know, take a nap, go to bed early.
It definitely helps you a lot with everything.
Do like Sylvia, go to bed at 9.
And let me tell you, talking about going to bed at night, at nine, last night I went to have my hair done. Patrick is always shocked, my husband, when I tell him I have to do that. It's a long process because I'm going to do like keratin treatment. And yesterday it was keratin treatment, highlights, roots, covering the roots. Those three things. And then you also have to apply a toner and everything. I got there at 6:30. You know what time I was leaving that place?
9:30.
I wish.
What time do they close?
11:30. I was.
What?
Yes. 11:30 I was out. When I got home, I was like a zombie. I went to bed at midnight and I've been trying to get up early at 5:30. Because I'm way more productive when I get up early and I have so much done. And I was thinking, oh my God, it's already midnight. I'm screwed. There's no way. And all the kids have to be early at 8, and including my young one, my youngest. He has to be on Wednesdays. He has to be there at 8 a.m. So I had to get him ready, his lunch packed and everything. I'm like, God, it's going to be a nightmare. I took forever to sleep and I had the worst sleep. I'm super tired. I think my skin is paying the price right now as well. My skin is tired. So yeah, don't do that, ladies.
Oh my God! I used to do that when I was braiding my hair. You know, at the hairdresser, I was dying because I was staying there 5-6 hours.
I also did the highlights. Highlights take a long time. If you do roots and highlights, it's like 3 hour thing. But when you do the keratin as well, it's just like, and then the toner you have to wait, and then keratin you have to wait, and this like. Oh gosh, yeah.
Well, that hairdresser, she made her day with you last night.
Oh yeah, she just had you
as a client.
Pretty much just me, and I even gave her a reading at the end, like which I was dying, I was exhausted, but I'm like, okay, I'll give you a reading now. Boy, yeah, the things we do
to get a free keratin treatment.
We do the exchange. Yeah, I'm like, do we really need to do this right now?
Yeah, can you do the reading the next time you see her?
Yeah, I did a quick one, but it never goes that quick. So in the end, it was more than I wanted. But it was an adventure. Got home, the house was a mess.
Of course.
Kitchen destroyed. And yeah, went to bed at past midnight. Fun. So much fun.
Patrick, fully asleep.
Fully asleep. Like, could you do the dishes next time, maybe? Just asking. Just wondering. Wow.
Okay.
The things we do, huh? Women.
Yeah. For hair. Thank God I'm not staying 4 hours, you know, to do my do anything with my skin because that's going to be beautiful.
Can you imagine?
So something I think we should also do regularly, I try to do regularly, it could be expensive also, not everybody can do that, is to see like an esthetician, you know, that can take care of those pores and you know, exfoliating those, it's always, you know, around the nose, those black, is it blackhead?
Blackhead.
You know, on the nose and stuff like that, and doing gently exfoliate and doing all that.
Facial,
yeah. When you do that, you can see the difference when you go regularly to see an esthetician.
You do. They know what they're doing. So. And people see it. People notice it.
Like yeah.
They're going to say your skin looks good. And you can see when someone doesn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually look much older than their age, you know? Like, and the skin is just dull.
They look much older.
Usually they look much older than their age. And their skin looks like dull. And, you know, there's no... Yeah, you see, like, well, you don't do your facials regularly. Or things like micropanning, which I love doing, microneedling. It boosts collagen production. And it's great. Like, they use a product. Like, it's uncomfortable. It hurts a little bit. So you're going to be red for... There's a little bit of downtime. And you get really... The skin gets really dry after. Because you also have an option of doing a chemical peel, a layer of peel, chemical peel on top. So it burns. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable, but it's great for your skin. After a while, your skin's going to be glowy and producing a lot of collagen. It really makes a difference. You see people your own age, similar age, if they don't do any skin treatment, you're going to see that they don't look even anything close to what they look like.
Yeah.
It makes a difference, you know. It's just like that regular regimen of doing something, either facial. What I do, personally, I do 3 months of micropanning.
Yeah.
And then 3 months of facial and then 3 months of micropanning. I go like that.
Oh, okay.
Breaks, you know.
And like, okay.
Always doing something every month.
Always bothering that skin. And I'm going to leave you alone. You're not going to fall asleep.
Yes, no.
I just bought a package for the laser thing I'm doing for my sun damage.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a promotion on something else. And it's another, like a 15 minutes facial, but really intense. And I really liked it. And this is better to do this facial right after the laser. Because your pore are right open with the laser, right? Everything is open.
Because
they remove the dead skin and everything.
You do it right away? On the same day?
The following day. Come the following day. Yeah, the following day. I mean, I think sometimes you can do it. No, I don't think you can do it the same day because after that laser. So I just booked, I think it's for September. I'm going to do back to back. And they say you really see the effect when you do that back to back. Okay, let's do this and see what's going on. We take care of ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Especially we have younger husbands, so we really have to take care of ourselves.
I know, there's so much pressure. Both of us, I don't know if you listeners know, we are much younger than our... Even though we don't look much, like, much younger, much older.
Yeah.
Even though we don't look much older than them, they look older than us, but...
Okay, but yeah, we're a bit older than them, so...
Yeah, so it's more pressure.
We have to take care of ourselves. Yeah. So, should we just, like, do a little recap?
Yes. Okay.
So take care of the inside, you know, good, rich in vitamins and antioxidant, omega-3 fatty acid, and take care of your inside, you know, before you take care of the outside. Then don't forget to hydrate, moisturize, drink a lot of water. Don't forget to exfoliate. How many times do you exfoliate per week? Like once a week, twice a week?
Once or twice, yeah, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like once a week. Don't forget to exfoliate. Sylvia told us about, you know, the retinol, using retinol at night. And never during the day, always at night. Don't forget the sunscreens, very important.
And a hat.
Yeah, sunscreen and a hat. Don't forget to get a good night's sleep. And if you can, on the side, visit frequently to the dermatologist or esthetician. Or do some laser, you know, treatment, micropanning, needling, or anything like that to boost your collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy. And they always have promotion, especially, you know, for Christmas or whatever. Don't be afraid to check their website or anything like that. You know, they always have promotion to lure you in. So take advantage of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And buy the right products as well when you're shopping for, just don't go for like the fancy brands. I don't think you need to go like, you know, like those big names, French name. Sorry, Veronique. But like those names, you know, like
it's okay.
Those...
I use them.
Yeah. Oh, are they paying for this promotion?
Oh, oops. I'm going to remove this from the podcast. I will contact them.
Usually, like they have when you go to dermatologist clinics, they have good products there that are actually like, you know, simpler ingredients that are just right for your skin. And like just like a good, basically a good moisturizer is going to take care of it. Good serum. And yeah. And sunscreen. High quality sunscreen.
Yes. I actually use a lot of serum and night cream from my esthetician. And she used that, it's a brand, I'm not going to say the name, based from Hungary. And that's the one she used, you know, on me, and they use at the salon. And I like it. It's actually very nice. You know, and people, you know, if they want, and the ladies, you know, wants to, maybe, you know, they're on the budget or anything like that, you know, they can use, is that still exist, Groupon? They still exist, this company?
Groupon, I don't know.
Are they still in business? Remember, it was so big. Remember?
Yes, it was Groupon? Huge.
I was doing so many things with that Groupon.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know if they still exist. You know, check out, you know, Groupon. You know, I'm sure they have facial or anything like that on sale or Groupon.
Yeah.
And you can, at least you can try.
Or samples. You know, cheaper. Sometimes they offer samples too at those clinics, dermatology clinics. True. You know, they offer like a few samples and you see if you like it. And then, yeah, maybe it's, some things are good to invest on, others not so much. So,
yeah.
Just have to figure it out. Do your own research and find out.
And let us know.
And let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
So don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We also have a YouTube channel. And we are working on our new Instagram page. So bear with us. And leave us a review also if you can on Apple Podcast.
Yeah, reaching more audience.
And tell us, you know, what's your routine? What do you do? Maybe you have some tips, you know, that we didn't talk about and can use. You never know.
Yes. Yeah. Please let us know. Let's interact and have a conversation about those things. It's fun.
All right. Thank you for listening and we see you later.
See you later. Thank you. Good to be back. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.